We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hello, I'm Allie.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ryan.
Last time we read the story of Elijah, remember? Yeah?
Yeah.
And we read that from the book of 1 Kings, and we're going to continue the story today.
Elijah was a prophet of God.
God spoke to him.
And he told the people what God told him. Elijah told the people of Israel that there would be a drought.
God would hold back the rain because they were worshiping other gods.
The gods of Baal.
After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go and present yourself to Ahab the king, and I will send rain on the land. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab.
Now the famine was severe.
King Ahab had summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of his palace.
Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord.
While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water.
Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs and valleys. Maybe we can find some grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so we will not have to kill any of our animals."
So they divided the land they were to cover, Ahab going in one direction and Obadiah in another.
As Obadiah was walking along, Elijah met him.
Obadiah recognized him, bowed down to the ground, and said, "Is it really you, my lord Elijah?"
"Yes," he replied. "Go tell your master Elijah is here."
"What have I done wrong?" asked Obadiah, "that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to put to death?"
"As surely as the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to look for you.
And whenever a nation or kingdom claimed you were not there, he made them swear they could not find you.
But now you tell me to go to my master and say Elijah is here?
I don't know where the Spirit of the Lord may carry you when I leave you.
If I go and tell Ahab and he doesn't find you, he will kill me.
Yet I, your servant, have worshipped the Lord since my youth.
Haven't you heard, my lord, what I did while Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord?
I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets in 2 caves, 50 in each, and supplied them with food and water.
And now you tell me to go to my master and say, Elijah's here? He will kill me.
Elijah said, "As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today." So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah.
When he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
"I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied.
"But you and your father's family have.
You have abandoned the Lord's commands, and you have followed the Baals."
"Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring 450 prophets of Baal."
Before we find out what happened to those 450 prophets of Baal, let's hear a song. You know that our God is a mighty God.
God created the heavens and earth, all creatures great and small. And he made man and he made woman to take care of it all. The stars, the moon, the land and sea, in 6 days he made. God.
Now, let's get back to our story.
King Ahab sent word throughout all of Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel.
Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him."
But the people said nothing.
Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us, let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces, and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull, and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God."
Then all the people said, "What you say is good."
Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you.
Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire."
So they took the bull given to them and prepared it.
Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon.
"Oh, Baal, answer us," they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar they had made.
At noon, Elijah began to taunt them.
"Shout louder," he said.
"Surely he is a god.
Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or traveling.
Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened."
So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed.
Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for their evening sacrifice.
But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention.
Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me."
They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a large trench around it.
He arranged the wood and cut the bull into pieces and laid it on the wood.
Then he said to them, "Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood."
"Do it again," he said, and they did it again.
"Do it a third time," he ordered, and they did it the third time.
The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench.
At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command.
Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again."
Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench.
When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God."
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and I sing, 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 sing the mighty power of God.
was an amazing story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was the amazing thing that God did to show the people, Carolyn?
That God lit the fire even when the logs were wet.
Is it hard for wet wood to burn?
Yeah,
it sure is, but it doesn't matter with God. He sent the fire from where, Sam?
Heaven, and it just came down and burned up everything.
Boy, that really must have been amazing. And the people were so amazed, they went right down to the ground and said, "The Lord is God, we believe in him." Because what was not so amazing about the gods that they had been worshiping, Sam?
No matter what they did, made themselves bleed, danced, shouted, screamed, the gods of Baal would do nothing.
Were the gods of Baal real?
No.
Because there is only one God. And who is that?
Our God.
That's right. God is in control, and our God can do anything. Hallie, will you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Father, you are the only God. There is nothing that you cannot do. The people who lived long ago saw your power and believed. We see your power and put our faith in you, trust in you. Thank you for all of the ways you bless us and keep us. We love you and want to serve you, Father, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned from this story that our God is a mighty God.
Do you have a story that you would like to share with us?
Write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
there are no other gods.
Our God is powerful.
Our God is mighty.
Our God can do anything. See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.